Ooh.
Like that. Will you let us know when we're live? Oh, baby. We are live. And good afternoon to everybody.
Good afternoon.
We haven't seen you guys in a couple weeks now, right, CK?
That's right. We had a little bit of vacation during the Thanksgiving holiday break. And we're back here, the MLO team. A little less people here today, but we're trying to be COVID compliant and still get out some great information to our clients today and our referral partners. So me and Casey are going to hold down the fort for the MLO team, and excited to talk about some new things that are coming up in 2021, and glad you're here with us.
Yeah, and we hope you guys had a fantastic Thanksgiving. You know, the break was, I think, much needed for everybody. You know, it's good to see, you know, family. If you did, we're able to see a couple families. I know we had to keep it different this year.
That's right.
Kind of funny for me, guys, I cooked my first Thanksgiving meal.
Oh gosh,
I didn't burn anything.
Wow. I'm so impressed, Casey.
You made it.
In fact, seeing you here today, I was like, God, is he gonna make it? Just because I knew that you were cooking this week, so I thought you might have like gauze on your fingers everything else.
Came in looking like what is that, Shadow Man?
That's right.
Well, guys, we got exciting news. You know, we're coming into a new year, right? We just kind of got through election, or kind of still getting through, however you want to look at it. But we got 2021 coming up, that means we got some different changes in the loan amounts.
Yes,
and this is exciting, guys, because we just kind of every year we tend to see loan amounts typically increase, at least for the last few years. We've definitely been seeing a nice raise. And so we want to jump in and kind of, you know, give you guys the updates and let you know, what's changing.
Yeah, the Portland metro area, we've seen some increase in the purchase prices, and definitely need some help out for our clients to secure some homes in the price range where it's been a little bit more competitive. And so with FHA and conforming loan limits improving, or increasing, I should say, with low interest rates, we're in a great position here in the Pacific Northwest to help out more clients more than ever.
Yeah. And I think it's helping those clients kind of battle and stay in, you know, the environment we're in, right? With, you know, rising home prices and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, and we're going to dive into, you know, dive in and unpack a lot of this stuff for you guys. So let's jump in it.
Yeah.
You know, right out of the gate, we got the conforming loans. And so these are your conventional loans, Fannie, Freddie, right?
Yeah, where are they at right now?
Right now, guys, your max conforming loan limit is $510,400. So that's $510,400, okay? And that's current 2020 max conforming limit.
So the max that you could purchase with putting down 3% would be right around 526 in the current environment. Looks like 537 if you put down 5% for our conforming clients. So that kind of gives you an idea with the new loan limits going up to...
Yeah, new loan limits are now going to be increasing. This is for conforming, and this is going to be in 2021. They're going from 510,400 up to 548,250.
Wow, that's a 37,850 increase in the maximum loan amount for conforming. That's pretty huge. So now those same instances where you could only max, if you're putting down 3%, would be the 526 is now going to 565.
And that's sweet. And I think, you know, for our listeners and viewers out there, what CK is telling you guys is that he's giving you a max purchase price off of that max loan amount. So it's like, how much can you guys buy with going to the max loan amount, you know?
And, that's
a great point.
So like I said before, with that 3% down, and that's for our first-time home buyers that haven't owned a house typically within the last 3 years, there is some you can still do 3% down. But a lot of our clients are electing to do the 5% down. And even at 5% down, you're looking at a 575 purchase price. And that's getting you into maybe the price point where, hey, man, I just could not – the houses in the school district I wanted to be in – we're a little bit higher. This gets me there. It's helping me get there without having to save a little bit more or put a little bit more down. And we're talking, you know, about $1,500, you know, additional down payment, and about, you know, $150 $1,000 a month in a mortgage increase monthly. So that kind of gives you an idea, and that's based off of current interest rates with a 680 credit score, you know, compliance-wise.
Sure.
So that's just giving you a hypothetical instance of where the loans are right now. But what that does is gets us so much more excited for our clients that are kind of been shopping for the last 6 months, that maybe this opens up a whole new line of inventory for them. And, you know, that's what they're kind of needing, a refresher going into 2021. We've got new construction going on.
Totally.
We have things being finished out. So it's pretty exciting for our clients that are currently shopping for new homes or starting to get into it. We're receiving or about to receive our W-2s and our tax returns and getting them ready to go. So this is a good time to budget, plan, and talk to an MLO loan officer about what that looks like for you in the near future. How does this affect you? And that's what we're here for.
For sure. And thanks for you know, giving us that little run on that. For anyone tuning in right now, I just want to kind of catch you guys up. This is MLO Podcast. We're here to, you know, constantly try to feed out good information for, you know, anyone looking to purchase a home, any of our referral partners out there. We just try to use this as a transparent environment to put out, you know, knowledge and just present information that we have. And if you guys are out there listening, you know, feel free to please shoot in comments. We love comments. We love to try to answer questions for you guys. If you guys got something going on, we'd be happy to answer any of that stuff. We also have a phone number that you can call in if you want to call in. And we call this our, you know, VIP line. But, you know, anybody can call, and we're happy to take a call, answer anything you guys got going on. I'll let CK start us off on that phone number.
Yeah, we're at 503-847,
and 847 is VIP, so don't be fooled by those numbers.
Yeah, you're a VIP, so 503-847-9038 is the number you can reach us at, and that goes out to all four of us MLO loan officers.
Yeah.
We are not having Bree here today because she's out there making it happen, but we're trying to keep some space open for us to be safe and compliant also. Obviously, Addison, our guru, our energy builder guy, is working from home today and watching us as well. But we want to make sure that we're out here weekly for you guys, answering any questions that you might have, and just getting this new information out to you guys so that you can plan for 2021 and make your dreams come true of home ownership. So back to where we're at. We're talking about loan limits going up for both conforming and FHA. Do you want to brush on FHA, where they're at nationally, and then kind of where we're at here in the state of Oregon and Washington? I know that you might not have Washington, but I know here in Oregon you have those figures as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna just finish up a couple comments I had for our conventional loan there. So we talked about it. So we went from 510,400, and we're going up to you now 548,250. Like CK already mentioned, you know, it's just under about $38,000 increase, you know, you're getting in loan amount. And this actually reflects about 7% increase in loan amount. So that's good. And really, why did that happen? You know, why would we raise loan amounts, right? Well, guys, we also have home prices that are raising. And the bottom line really is they're just trying to stay in line with the rising, you know, if home prices rise, let's just say 7%. It's not a direct, you know, match, but they're trying to keep mortgage loans, you know, in a competitive environment to be able to purchase homes that are rising. And that is directly, you know, based from the Housing and Economic Recovery Act. It requires a baseline analysis each year of loan amounts, and that's where that's coming from. So they're doing an analysis throughout the year and trying to figure out, you know, where do loan amounts need to go to stay with current home prices. And so that's a big, big point. And also don't forget that with the conforming loans, you know, we have that, you know, max loan limit, but there's also high cost areas out there, and you might be in a high cost area where that loan limit is higher. High cost area is kind of where it's about 115% of the local median home value. You know, new ceilings for the new ceiling loan limit for one unit properties in most high cost areas will be $822,000. And so that's a lot higher. So that, we just wanted to put that out there. You might be in a high cost area where you have a higher.
Yeah, for our podcast listeners and our YouTube watchers from other states and counties, this might be where you guys are falling into place. And we'd be glad to go over that with you for each county on that side of things. So keep that in mind that you might be in a high cost area, and those loan limits might be increased for you there. Those are great points, Casey. I appreciate you kind of talking about those.
Yeah.
You know, with that increase, are we going to see more applicants, do you think? How do you think this is going to affect your clients? I mean, you know, day to day, I know that my clients have been asking for some help on this side of things. We've been able to structure some, you know, 80-10-10s and being able to kind of be creative, you know, with our home prices being going up quite a bit here in the Portland metro area. It's been a little bit of a challenge for our clients that are kind of been on that fence right there. So I know from my perspective that this is going to be a great tool, a great way to get out there and reach more clients that maybe you've been on the fence saying, hey, you know, I need a four bedroom, you know, I'm priced out of it right now. That extra $38,000 is really going to help clients get there. And that just means that you need to reach out and talk to your loan officer that and reconnect with them again and talk about figures. Cause guess what? Interest rates are so fantastic right now. It's an anomaly where we're at. You know, the stock market's doing well. We had an economic discussion and that we listened to at WFG. We think, based off of economic analytics, that you know, interest rates are going to stay low for at least another year before we can follow inflation going up and catching up with that.
Totally.
We know things are going to go up in the next probably 2 years, but this is a great time to take advantage of both things: interest rates low, conforming limits going up, and being able to secure a loan. And of course, COVID's playing an effect in it.
COVID.
Yeah, because everybody's talking about making some changes. We need an office now for our home. We need more room for our family. We're growing. I want some land, whatever it may be. So this is a great time to think about your goals going into 2021. And Fannie and Freddie are going to help you get there with those income limits rising up.
You're getting $38,000 more be able to lend with. So
yeah.
I like that. Let's roll into that second point, guys. Yeah. Tuning in. This is MLO Podcast. We got Casey. You know, I'm Casey. This is CK over here. We're missing a couple of our main peeps, but we're trying to keep it very COVID safe and follow all the protocols.
That's right.
So second point we're running into here, guys, is FHA. FHA also increase their loan amounts as well, and it's a little bit different because you have national loan amounts for FHA, and then you have county. Specific state county loan amounts.
That's right.
So we're going to go through a couple of these. Basically, the new FHA national loan amount. Yeah, I say national, but that's just
we got a lot of listeners out there, so we want to brush on this.
Totally, this is it's. The new is $356,362. So $356,362 is the new increased FHA loan amount. That increased up about $25,000 from last year, which is
just
cool.
Shy. Yep.
Just shy. So
what was
that loan amount last year? Okay. Or I guess it's this year, right? We're talking 2021.
I think it was 331 is where we're at. So we're going to watch it go up 7%, right about the same as conventional as far as it kind of following that percentage base. But right here in our tri-counties, what does those new numbers look like?
Yeah, so this is tri-counties. It's going to be kind of your Multnomah, Clackamas, Washington counties that we have here in this Portland, Oregon area. And that max FHA loan limit is $491.50.
It's huge, folks. So our clients with maybe lower credit scores, a little less down payment, this is a great program. Man, I priced a couple of these with a low credit score. We're in the mid to low twos. You know, that's just insane that we're being able to offer that with a challenging credit score, good work history. They deserve to be in a home. You know, the upfront mortgage insurance is helping pay for some of that MI mortgage insurance to help offset and lower that monthly mortgage payment, make it more affordable for our clients to get into homes. And so that's really big. That is really big. And that's only going to help our clients achieve their goals of homeownership quicker. Some of those people that may have, you know, looked at possibly working on the credit right now, I would say reach out to your loan officer, MLO team member. Just get out there and research what's available for you right now, because, I mean, I couldn't believe it when I priced it out the other day. I mean, it was a 640 credit score and a 2.375 interest rate. That's
fan
with 3.5% down.
Fantastic, man.
I know that.
Again, compliance.
We got it. You know, but so. I mean, come on, folks. This is the time to take that extra step. Just learn about what your situation is. It might not be that you're ready to buy today or tomorrow, but it could be that you're taking those first steps to understanding what homeownership is and what that's going to look like in the future for you.
For sure.
And then we can kind of just get you on a program, a plan of some key items and nuggets to take away and to execute in order to get there. So that's my passion. That's my job every day, is to look at ways to help homeownership come true for people that are, you know, want to make a change in their life, get out of the apartment, upgrade, downgrade, whatever it may be for their situation right now. We're here to discuss all those options. And our job is to learn about these things day in, day out, push it out to you, and just, you know, make these dreams come true.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I think it's kind of funny. You know, story time, maybe.
Yeah.
A little story time. And it's like, it's funny because, like, I joke around with some of my buddies and stuff like that, and it's like, you know, some guys just think we just sit at a desk and it's just like, hey, you know, you just have to lock a loan. You just, like, push it in. You know, I try to make people understand, you know, this is it's kind of like being a CPA or an accountant. I mean, you have guidelines that change constantly.
Yep.
We're constantly reading manuscripts that'll make you fall asleep in a minute, but you need to know these details. You need to know things, and they change. They can change sometimes daily. I mean, you're going to have annual changes and stuff, but it's something that we pride ourselves in trying to know exactly what the new current guideline is, or the new current loan amount.
That's
or
right.
what's changed, because you need to know that, or else you might run into some hangups. But you know, knowing the knowledge for us is something that we take very seriously. We're going to dive into every book, guideline, and anything out there that might be changing, that so we could take that, and if there's a benefit for our clients,
we
want to know it so we can help them, right? And kind of coming back into that, you know, our FHA loan. So it's such a loan that's just, you know, geared towards maybe lower income or lower credit scores and helping homeowners get in. And for that to, you know, have a max loan amount of 491 and some change, you know, that is incredible. Again, you know, like me and CK mentioned, it kind of does follow the conforming loan. So it's, you know, about a 7% increase.
Right.
That also, as well as the conforming, is kind of analyzed by that the Housing and Economic Recovery Act. Basically, that's just like the act. You know, that's not doing the analysis, but that act put in place requires an analysis to be done every year. And again, so they're going to watch kind of where home prices are at, and should we raise FHA loan amounts? Okay, yeah, it looks like home prices went up 7. Let's maybe, you know, raise some loan amounts up. And I do appreciate that there is a, you know, committee or entity or whoever's doing the analysis out there doing that for clients and homeowners every year to make sure we're not getting behind in the curve, right? And that's kind of going to lead us in to, you know, a couple of these final, you know, two topics that we wanted to kind of go from. Okay, we got increased loan amounts that we've just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And so then how's that going to help you as a home buyer? And I know CK kind of mentioned it, but there's a couple other things that we forget about. And after that max conventional loan amount, right, CK?
Right.
Where do you go if we're above that?
There's only a couple of different choices to do. It's going to be, you know, with conforming and FHA, you know, they're credit score driven. We've kind of talked about that. That's really going to tell me which way I'm going to, like, place you into a certain loan. And there's cons and benefits with each product. But typically, if you're over that max loan limit, we're looking at jumbo loans. And jumbo loans, they're fantastic. You know, it gets people into the house with the same one loan process typically, but there's some layers behind it. You know, they're a little bit more intrusive on the underwriting process sometimes.
Intrusive, that's a good word.
Yeah, because that's what my clients feel like sometimes.
Oh, totally.
When they're going through it. So there's some additional, like, layers. When I say layers, reserve requirements, minimum FICO scores, minimum down payment. So there's a lot of different things that come into play. We all know we're conventional, and FHA comes in, and we need a minimum of let's say 5% on conventional, just to sweep it out there.
Right.
There are some 3% products out there, but right, limited to income and everything else. And then FHA, we know it's 3.5% with, and we do have some great products on the jumbo side. We talked about 10% down with no MI, but still there's that 10% down.
Right.
10% down on a jumbo loan, that's quite a bit of money when you start talking about $600,000. We're talking about another $60,000 versus that 5% down,
right,
which would, be maybe hard to do if you've got some improvements you need to do right when you get in the house. Capital is huge right now, with with people playing with the stock market and everything else, and there's some great gains to make with your capital. So people are being extra careful where they're placing their funds at, and they want to have that flexibility. So this helps with the holistic side of the application when I'm sitting talking with a loan officer a client about their total situation. We're talking about allocating funds here and there. That's why this is huge, is because that $30,000 jump is going to help make some of those decisions more easy, or maybe more clairvoyant for those clients. And so I think that's why it's important on this side of things.
So what I hear you saying is might actually help us leverage some stuff a little bit more, right?
It just gives more options out there,
right,
for sure. And it may be that you've been looking at these houses and you're just like, gosh, man, that's the house I want. I got to save another $20,000, And all of a sudden, that's now available.
Now that's available.
Ding, ding, ding. All the people listening right now are thinking about that house right now. And they're like, God, yeah, we were just, 15, 20 grand away from it.
Totally.
So those are the bells we're trying to ring today and get clients excited about and thinking, hey, man, maybe we should go revisit this. Let me talk to my loan officer about being requalified. Now the interest rates are even lower than when we talked to them originally. Maybe I should be just looking at these numbers again. County taxes are out right now, so now we can drill down that payment even closer, knowing where taxes were in 2021.
Good point.
So there's a lot of different things that have changed maybe in the last 6 months since your last talk with your loan officer. That's why it's important to stay in touch with them, talk about different changes in your life. Maybe there's a new addition to your family, job change, everything. Could be COVID driven. So we like to have those conversations. We love to talk to our clients. So if you've spoken to one of us in the past, have a pre-qual letter, maybe we've lost contact over the last year or two, whatever it may be, I beg of you to reach out to us. Let's have those conversations again. Start fresh and talk about the new county limits, what that means for you. We'll talk about new interest rates and what that means for your purchase power. And I think it's just a great time to just sit back and see where 2021 is going to place you. If you're in the line for a purchase or refinance, I should say. Yeah. Refinances are fantastic too.
And those spouses out there, guys, like, maybe this is the time, like, hey, sweetheart, they did increase the loan amounts a little bit. We maybe have maybe an opportunity to get that one house we were looking at on Cherry Park Lane with the cobblestone park, the walkway, right? And the pool.
I like it. I like it.
But
I see the Christmas lights up already.
Yeah. And it's like, but guys, it might seem like a small, loan amounts change, 30 grand, whoopee-doo. But for somebody that's in that specific point, and like CK is trying to explain out there, like, this is a game changer for someone that could have maybe didn't have enough down payment to get that home, or they needed to be able to, stay in a conforming loan and not go to a jumbo loan and stuff like that. So it might not really be a giant benefit for everybody, but there's people out there, this is a huge benefit.
Well, I'm looking at the people that waited. Maybe interest rates were at 4%, when they were shopping or thinking or they're talking to us. And now, rates are in the low threes and conforming limits have gone up. So now you can even afford a house that is 40 grand higher.
Good point.
For the same price that I told you, a year ago.
Yeah.
So,
that's a great
point. those are the benefits I'm talking about.
Totally.
The cost of money is a lot less than it was a year ago. It puts you in a better position for those people that are refinancing their homes right now. Same thing, we're looking at lowering your terms. Maybe you purchased a house 1 or 2 years ago. Let's get you in a 25 year. Let's shave off a few years, lower your monthly mortgage payment, and get you into a better situation. So there's a lot of benefits out there, and that's why we're excited to be out here today talking about not only loan limits increasing, but where interest rates are at, where they're going to be at in the future in 2021. And following inflation, we know that they're going to go up. Based off those economic forecasts we listened to today, they're thinking, you know, late 2021, early 2022. But, you know, with the GDP, hopefully once the vaccinations get out there, I think we're going to go back up pretty quickly. We saw it happen in, you know, basically 3 months when we kind of loosened things. Yeah, so I feel fantastic about 2021. I feel like there's more opportunity for our clients more than ever. And for our referral partners or realtors out there listening to us as well, man, I'm excited for you as well. That's just going to open up more clients for you too. And so if you have clients, talking to my realtors out there, that have a pre-qual letter that's a little bit less than what it was before, reach out to that loan officer, get it renewed, see what that payment looks like for your client again. And if they're not getting back to us, me and Casey are here to take care of them.
Yeah, we'll take care of you. The biggest thing I'm pumped about, CK, dude, is this helps, and we'll transition our fourth point here of kind of current real estate market and home prices, but this helps our consumers, our buyers out here, compete with rising home prices.
That's right.
Because, I mean, these things ain't slowing down. And so we got some information here that we want to put out to you guys. And this is based off of Portland, Oregon statistics. So that's just where I wanted to pull from. I figured that'd be a good area to kind of start with. So we've had loan limits increase. And for anyone jumping in, this is MLO Podcast. Me and CK are holding it down, being COVID-friendly today, keeping 6 feet apart. And, you know, we're missing a couple of our co-hosts, Addy and Bree, but, you'll see them shortly. We might be having to do some two people segments here, as we kind of transition through this COVID period, but, MLO Podcast, it's a podcast and live show for all of our buyers, home buyers, referral partners out there, anyone really, because we're just here to offer some transparent information and just try to give you guys some current information and topics out there in the mortgage business. So coming into the loan changes for 2021, we talked about how the conventional loan amount is increasing. The FHA loan amount has increased, or at least is, you know, up there in a competing amount. And so how does that help our buyers with these home prices, right? Well, let me give you some information on Portland, Oregon. Portland, Oregon, you know, and this probably is more of a, I'd say more of a country thing than really, at least here in the state, but strong seller's market is the number one thing right now. Shocker, right? We got low inventory and we got a bunch of people wanting to buy homes.
That's right.
So there's your seller's market. But the one thing that really stands out to me, this is for single family homes, CK. Yeah. And I know you got a number over there. Tell me what the average list price was for a single family home in Portland, Oregon.
The last 90 days is $660,000.
Yeah, so $660,000, guys, was the average list price. This is kind of current data. So average list price of Portland, Oregon, single family home, $660,000. And that lasted for 90 days on the market. $660,000 is the average single home price.
I can't believe 90 days.
I know.
I think that would be less. But.
Yeah. There was a couple, you know, we'll get into condos here next, but the most expensive home listed, Portland, Oregon, $7,750,000, and the least expensive was?
$80,000.
Yeah, baby. So it's like, is there a range there?
There's quite a bit of a range there. Congratulations on your $7 million house, Casey.
Yeah. So in my next life, maybe. Yep. The one thing to point out, though, is $660,000, guys. That's the average home price. Let's just be real for Portland, Oregon. I mean, that's over $500,000.
That's crazy.
On its way to $750,000.
That's why it's so important for these loan limits to creep up with this. And the whole thing is, you know, I've got a couple clients that are coming back to me right now. We spoke a couple years ago, story time. But we're talking about that increase that we're receiving in value every year. And as you wait even longer, you know, that's what you're missing out on, you know. I know that I was looking to sell my primary residence a couple years ago. Thank God I didn't, because it's, you know, gained another $110,000 in the last 2 years. Yeah, I would have upgraded to another house and whatever, but – you know, you start thinking about those little things and those people that are been on the sidelines and waiting, you know, these are the things that are can take place. You know, now you're in a refinance environment where you could lower your interest rate and your payment some more. So just think about that. Taking that leap of faith. You know you want to do it. You want to get out of that apartment, your mom's house. You've been saving. This is a time to talk to a loan officer and really do a deep dive in your personal budget, your finances, your income. And that's what we do. We do analysis. We tell you where you're at. You tell us where you want to be. And we give you a chance to meet those goals. And so I think that's the best part of my job is watching these people come to me 2 to 3 years later. They're like, Christian, I'm there. I'm ready. You stuck with me. Nice. That's huge. So I'm proud to be an MLO loan officer, being able to give out this information. And at the end of the day, be there for them when they need you.
Yeah. You guys, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, we love what we do.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be doing this if we didn't love it.
Yeah.
You know, this is a high stress, high finance job. This isn't for the faint of hearts.
Nope.
You know.
We take on your emotions every day. Believe me.
I mean, I'd lie to you right now if I haven't stayed up at night and had to have listened to, you know, clients crying on the phone. I mean, this is part of the job. Sometimes it gets emotional. But
there's good, bad, and the ugly.
There's good, bad, and the ugly, like Clint Eastwood movies.
Yeah.
But we are here to just be that hand, though. We'll call you. We'll call you when you absolutely. It's the moment we got information, we're calling you. But we just want to help you.
Yeah.
We just want to help you.
Yeah. So back to kind of circling back to where, you know, the Portland market's been going. Yeah. Great increases. We look, you know, Portland's still going to be a desirable place to move to.
Yep.
We're always going to be that way. You know, it's a gorgeous Pacific Northwest. So let's get you in there so you can take advantage of it while you're still affordable to get into a home. We know prices are going to keep going up. So,
and CK is making a good point, guys. So, like, let's just say you were one of the, like us or something, you bought a couple of years ago. Well, you know, I just mentioned it was $660,000 was that average list price right now. That is since December 2017. You know, and this is off the data that we were using. It's increased nearly that, you know, that list price, average list price has increased nearly $124,000.
Shut the front door.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's
crazy.
You know, so
those are some gains.
That's some gains, you know.
That's not skipping leg day. I can tell you that.
That's not skipping leg day. And guys, a mortgage can be a financial tool for you.
It is.
Like, people forget that. Like, it's just like an expense we pay every month. I mean, dude. Interest rates drop, you refinance, now you're leveraging your equity, and all of a sudden you got $250,000 equity in your home.
Yeah.
You know, like the way we're leveraging it, you know, it's like.
Yeah, so we just want everybody to have the same chance to get into a home, find some financial stability, have your money every month that you're putting towards rent, towards your own future goals in your retirement. I think that's the first step for anybody. As we're seeing millennials grow their families and starting to look at homeownership more seriously, that's why we're seeing such less inventory. We're seeing a high demand, and we're just going to keep on seeing that, especially here in the Pacific Northwest. So,
and I feel like Addie's made a point there on like the millennials on one of these episodes where it's like they're the future of home buying, guys. I mean,
60%, I think, is the number that he said.
You're right. Yeah,
60% of the new home buyers we're seeing are millennials. You know,
for sure.
So
shout out to Addie.
Yeah, that's huge, and we're just going to see that increase. You know, but you know, that's kind of our economic
look. Yeah. If the single family guys is a little bit too much flavor for your taste at the 660, we got some information on condos and townhomes right here. So CK, give us some average.
Yeah, preach. So the condos, townhomes, the medium list price right now is just slightly under $400,000.
Nice.
And those, the average, I think, is, you said, 112 days.
Yeah, and a lot of that, you got to, what I was looking at in the statistics too, like they're factoring sales fails. There's a lot of stuff. You know, guys, I would say,
foreclosure, whatever's
happening. I think you're probably more on like purchase side, you know, a 30 to 45 day, and refinance 45 to 60 days, kind of just where the market is. But the big point there is 660 on a single family to a condo townhome of 399, right?
Yeah.
Tell me what that most expensive condo was.
Dang.
It's impressive.
$4.3
million. Woo.
That must have been a penthouse.
Yeah, we might be staring at it through the window. Yeah,
definitely. So condo market's strong. Usually they are a little bit lower on far as resale of the single family residence. They sit on the market a little bit more. But for the folks that are not wanting to do any kind of maintenance on their house, they're looking more attractive. For the people that are selling their larger homes and moving down into a condo, something with less maintenance. So we're seeing a big jump on that side of things too. And I know that our realtors are definitely seeing successes on their condo listings as well.
And with, I mean, that's a whole nother topic we're not going to get into. I mean, COVID might be changing that whole condo scenario. Sure. We did a segment on that. If you guys go back through our shows, we did talking about converting, like, what are they going to do with all these vacant, you know, condo buildings? Can you convert them or apartments?
Right.
So,
right.
But the one thing is, like, on condo and townhouse, it might be a great way for you to get in, like we're talking about, and then go up to the single family home, because you don't really see as much as a giant increase, like I was talking about, like the $125,000 increase, you know, in list price for a single family over 3 years. You're seeing much less of that kind of on a condo side, so it can allow you to kind of start and get in there.
Yeah, there's less variance of price because you're in a condominium building. So as those units sell, they're selling at a small percentage over the last one per square footage. So you're seeing a more consistent, you know, gains. You
That's
know.
Why we call him the guru, because he knows that stuff.
Yeah, definitely. But you're listening to the MLO team, slightly less than two people. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about loan limits increasing here in 2021. We're just kind of wrapping up our show. We just wanted to get out some information about where we're at here going into the new year. We wanted to wish everybody a great Thanksgiving, and hopefully you guys were able to see your family members. Yeah. If you didn't, you probably did some Zoom calls like I did, and they were pretty funny. So I appreciate everybody out there listening, holding it down. And if you are in the market right now for a home purchase, a refinance, or just want to talk to one of us about home ownership and what financial goals you need to get there, we are here for you. And you can reach us at 503-847-9038. That's right. That's the VIP number that gets you directly to myself, Addison, Bree, and our main man, KC.
Yeah, someone's going to answer. We appreciate everyone that's tuned in so far in our couple seasons adventures we've been on. We're going to keep giving you guys shows. Might be only two of us for, you know, some COVID times here, but, you know, you've been listening to MLO Podcast. Please follow us on Facebook. Shoot us out your questions. Check us out wherever you grab your podcast. We're on all the major platforms.
That's right.
All the major platforms. And we even got YouTube. We got YouTube Shorts out there. Check out our pretty faces, and we'll be around. This is Casey Carpenter.
I'm CK.
We will check you guys on the flip side. Yes, sir.